It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
And welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast, talking real estate around the UAE and available on Spotify and Apple and wherever you get your podcast from. Well, we have landed on a Friday morning, the end of the working week. It is March the 24th for 2023, and I hope that your working week has been going well thus far and that it's a productive one around real estate and investing. And coming up this morning, Mario Volpe is back and he's going to be talking all things Dubai property and the war between Russia and the Ukraine. As we know, it's led to a huge influx of Russian buyers coming into the Dubai real estate market. We've got Germans, we've got the Swiss, Italian and British buyers also increasing into the market. And some might be asking, why is that happening? Well, of course, Dubai's policy of being open for business to all nationalities, including those from Israel and heavily sanctioned Russia, has, of course, really paid huge dividends. It's paid off, as well as the country's various social and economic reforms. Simply put, Dubai's government incentives allow more people to come into Dubai where there is instability in other parts of the world. So the UAE capitalizes on that and turns it into a positive growth effect for the economy. And property prices are expected to remain stable for the time being, and the market is likely to continue rising, which of course is smart and forward-thinking in its approach by the government in 2023.
From 6 a.m, we bring you the latest real estate news with diverse perspectives from leading industry experts. We deliver the most property podcasts every week on the Dubai Property Podcast.
Well, Dubai's real estate property market, as I mentioned, it's expected to rise this year during 2023, despite concerns about the impact of interest rates on buyer demand. And cash purchases, this is really interesting because cash purchases account for 70 to 80% of total transactions in Dubai, which is reducing the impact of rising interest rates on investor purchasing power and, just as importantly, the willingness to spend by investors. And joining us this morning once again to discuss the Dubai property market is Mario Volpe, who is the sales director at AX Capital. And good morning, Mario. Welcome back to the Dubai Property Podcast.
Good morning, Craig, and welcome to everybody listening.
You know, that's really interesting, isn't it? That 70 to 80%, that's a real cushion effect with cash purchases so high. Now, there's not very many countries around the world that can say that, nor be operating with that kind of a buffer.
Yeah, it's true. I'm actually not surprised to hear that, to be very honest with you. When I first came to Dubai in 2008, the majority of purchases were cash buyers. And, you know, cash is king is the saying, and it definitely was the case then. Steadily over the years, as more and more perhaps end users were moving into the market, the mortgage side of things started to take off and steadily increase over the years. But I think with the tightening of interest rates in America, and of course the dirham is pegged to the dollar here, we've seen perhaps a little bit more reductions in mortgages, and therefore that slack has been taken up by cash buyers. So when you mentioned that, whilst it's a very high number, I wasn't that surprised.
And the other thing that you have to factor in is the whole COVID growth and the way that people have, in some cases, they've easily doubled, tripled, quadrupled their portfolios. So that's another huge aspect to that being so high.
Absolutely. And also, I think everybody suffered from, and I'm going to use the word suffer, from not being able to obviously do what they want and spend what they want. We were squirreled away in our homes for months and months and months. And therefore, when effectively we were released, people wanted to spend money and real estate was a massive beneficiary to that. We saw steady growths from the lockdown periods, that drove the trend upwards as well, for sure.
And let's have a look at the prime residential prices in Dubai. They've grown last year by 89%, and Palm Jumeirah recording a price growth of over 100% since the pandemic began. And probably those comments come to the fore with what you've just mentioned. But there will be people living outside of the UAE, and they might have heard about Palm Jumeirah, but they might not know a lot about it because they're sitting outside of the UAE. So perhaps for those listeners, Mario, let's sort of break that down a little bit in terms of why the Palm Jumeirah has had all of that growth.
For those people who don't know what the Palm Jumeirah is, I mean, it originally was going to be one of three man-made islands just slightly out into sea. Of the three, only one was developed fully and is still not finished, and that is Palm Jumeirah. It is the jewel in the crown of Dubai. I mean, some people call it the eighth wonder of the world, the fact that you can build effectively on water. It's made up of residential and commercial entities, hotels. Some of you may have heard of the Atlantis Hotel. And recently, there was another hotel slash residential development called the Royal Atlantis, which again is an iconic structure. Everybody wants to live on Palm Jumeirah. It has their own private beaches for the villas on the fronds. There is a cachet about it. There is an upmarket trend to live there. The villas are huge. It's just what people want. And as a result, that drives the prices up. There aren't many villas other than on the fronds. The rest is made up of the trunk, where there are apartments. Hotels are on the crescent. This whole archipelago of island, if you like, can be seen from space. So it's super, super special. And that's why, you know, people want to live there. But it's not quite finished. It's been a project that's been running for over 20 years and will continue because there are still pockets of land that haven't been developed. And developers are scrambling to grab hold of them because they've seen the value. But just as a side note, there is going to be a new palm that is coming, which is Palm Jebel Ali. This was a project that was shelved some years ago, but the developer, Nakheel, is going to be developing this soon this year. So watch this space. The world will know about it because the success of Palm Jumeirah will be replicated, no doubt, for Palm Jebel Ali, which is coming soon.
Mm, and that new development, how far away from Palm Jumeirah is it?
When you look at it from the map, it doesn't seem very far, but it is really. It's about a sort of a half an hour drive, 20 minutes, half an hour drive from Palm Jumeirah heading towards Abu Dhabi. So it's on the main stretch, but it's pretty much on the borders of Dubai and Abu Dhabi. It will attract, obviously, lots of other buyers from the capital. It's just going to be a huge project that, with the success from Palm Jumeirah, the second time round, if I can put it that way, will actually ensure its success. When they actually launch this, it'll be on everybody's lips. Palm Jebel Ali will be the talking point globally, 100%, I'm sure of it.
Wow. And coming back to Palm Jumeirah, do you know what the population is for Palm Jumeirah?
The population, to be honest with you, Craig, is, I'm not going to say it's a closely guarded secret, but it's not updated that much online. I know that the population is steadily growing, and that's been the success of the real estate market in the last few years. People have not just been coming to holiday in Dubai, but they've been seeing, they like what they see, and they decide to either relocate here. Companies obviously are relocating here, but people are also buying holiday homes. They like what they see, and they think that this is something that they can invest their money. And it's obviously, you know, very safe at the moment. Obviously, what goes up has to come down. We cannot have a continuation of boom without, you know, some sort of leveling off. But I think the measures that have been put in place for investors to ensure that a bubble will not burst is very good. So, for example, when a buyer or an investor buys an off-plan property, They cannot resell it for a period of time or until that investor has paid a minimum of 30, 40, and in some cases, 50% of the purchase price through the developer's office before they're allowed to get the NOC and sell it. And that stopped speculators literally just queuing up, paying 5% or perhaps as much as 10% in order to buy the property, or at least to start the buying process, and then flipping it quickly for a quick profit. All these measures have ensured continuity and ensuring that the market is safe for investors and doesn't, you know, sort of blow up in our faces.
And just lastly, I just want to sort of crunch back down onto that new development that you're talking about. That is going to be far more significant than Palm Jumeirah from what you're saying. So is that like double the size, triple the size?
If anybody's ever flown out of, I guess it depends on when you're flying to, but some of the aircraft, when they take off, they go out to sea and then bank round, and you fly over Palm Jebel Ali, and it is double the size of Palm Jumeirah. And that's significant because Palm Jumeirah is about 5 kilometers out to sea. So it is a large landmass, again, can be seen from space. There was a lot of hype when it was first launched in sort of the early 2000s. But as usual, with the financial crisis that came in 2008, 2009, sadly, it was a victim. And so what the developer did over the years was buy back a lot of the stock that was bought by investors, of which I have to say many people have not sold back to the developer. So there is a percentage, not very big, maybe 5% or 10% of the previous sales are still from people who invested, you know, dare I say, sort of 18-20 years ago. Now, that's a long time to hold a piece of paper, but those individuals will reap the benefits because with the way the market has been, the properties that will be launched, I'm going to say pricey, but obviously reflective of what the market is doing now, but in terms of what they paid for it all those years ago, they will finally, I think, get their reward. But everybody will want a piece of this pie. I'm absolutely certain of it. So watch this space. It's going to be amazing.
Well, thank you for sort of giving us a bit of a breakdown on that new development. I know that the listeners would have found that really interesting, and Palm Jumeirah as well. Mario, thank you for coming on to the Dubai Property Podcast. Until next time, we'll talk then.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or a first-time buyer, know your property with us on the Dubai Property Podcast. The skyline is constantly changing, growing, and expanding. The Dubai Property Podcast for all things real estate.